أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنك لا تسمع الموتى ولا تسمع الصم الدعاء إذا ولوا مدبرين. وما أنت بهادي العمى عن ضلالتهم إن تسمع إلا من يؤمن بآياتنا فهم مسلمون. وإذا وقع القول عليهم أخرجنا لهم دابة من الأرض تكلمهم أن الناس كانوا بآياتنا لا يوقنون. Indeed, you will not be able, you will not cause the dead to listen, and nor can you cause the deaf to hear the call when they turn away and retreat. And you aren't the one to guide the blind from straying, cannot prevent them from straying, and you will only let those listen who believe in our message and they bow down in submission. At length, when the decree of Qiyamah has been passed, you will produce a beast from the earth to talk to them. Mankind did not believe in my commands and my verses. In this verse, the kafir is likened to the dead. The time for probation is this life, and with the end of life, the probationary period has ended, there is no more trial. Beyond death is the results of all the effort and all the struggle that you had put in. So the time for trial, the time for probation and effort is this life. And after this life, there is no further chance. When there is no further chance, then preaching is of no avail. So the kafir has been likened to the dead because he has destroyed his natural ability to accept the right. He's turning away, persistent upon evil, proud and arrogant against the truth, so that as he of his own has destroyed that ability to listen, the ability to see. So he is likened to the dead. So like preaching is of no avail to the dead, then preaching to them is also of no avail. So you will not be able to cause the dead to listen because they have destroyed that ability. It doesn't mean that the dead cannot listen. This ayat doesn't discuss about the dead being able to listen or not. This is a different discussion altogether, whether the dead can listen or not. So in this regards, there are three situations. One is, we aren't able to cause the dead to listen, isma. The second is, the dead of his own cannot listen, sima. And the third is, by the will of Allah Ta'ala, he can listen. As the Quran Sharif says, لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. Those that have died in the cause of Allah Ta'ala, don't ever consider them to be dead. They are alive and they are being sustained. The hadith also says, مَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ يَمُرُّ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ أَخِيهِ الْمُسْلِمِ كَانَ يَعْرِفُهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا فَيُسَلِّمُ عَلَيْهِ. That you pass by the grave of your Muslim brother that you recognized in this life, and you greet him. You pass by the grave of a Muslim brother that you recognized, and you greet him. إِلَّا رَدَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ رُوحُهُ حَتَّى يُسَلِّمُ عَلَيْهِ. Allah Ta'ala will cause the dead to listen to your salam and to answer and reply to your salam. So by the will of Allah Ta'ala, the dead can listen. Of their own, the dead cannot listen. And by your doing, the dead will not listen. But if it is the will of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala can cause the dead to listen. So this is a total different subject altogether. What the Quran Sharif is talking about is that preaching is of no avail to the dead. Like preaching is of no avail to these kuffar whose heart have been sealed, who have destroyed that ability to listen to the truth any longer. So when they have destroyed it, they are as good as dead. And similarly, you will not be able to guide the blind from straying away. You will not be able to prevent them. It's only those people who have that assurance about our signs, about our message, that will believe. These are submissive and they have the certainty. So we understand to progress and to get hidayat, these are the two requirements. One is the certainty and one is the submission. Person that is guided, it is because of his submission and his will to, his willingness to accept. But if he doesn't have that ability to submit himself, to humble himself, and nor does he have that type of yaqeen, then there is no way that he will ever gain hidayat and guidance. وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ And when the decree has been sentenced, or the decree has been passed against these kuffar, will produce a beast from the earth to talk to them. So this would be amongst the major, one of the major portents and signs of Qiyamah. There will be some portents that will be visible in this world and some from the skies. From the skies, the first sign that will be visible is the sun setting, the sun rising from the west. And from the earth, the first major sign will be a beast coming out from the Safa mountain right into the Haram, and wherever it will see a believer, it will put a sign on the face of the believer. As a result, the believer's face will be radiant and brilliant, and the kafir's face will be darkened. So this will be a sign, a major sign that will appear before the day of Qiyamah. And overall, there are 10 major signs that must appear before Qiyamah. One is the rising of the sun from the west, then the appearing of the beast, then the appearance of Dajjal, then the coming down of Isa alayhi salam. Then, apart from all this, there are 3 major earthquakes that will take place, one in the east, one in the west, and one in the Arabian lands. So these major signs will appear before the day of Qiyamah. Then again, you have another great sign that will appear, a fire that will herd people to the plains of resurrection. Wherever they be, the fire will herd them, like how a shepherd is herding his flock, he will herd people to the plains of resurrection. So before these signs can appear, Qiyamah will only come after the signs have already appeared.